כולם יחד תרא אחס שלמה. So the Rebbe says it's known that the Torah is one, and the four basic levels on which it can, in which it can be explained or learned, in Pshat, in Remez, in Drush, and in Seid, on the simple level, on the level where every word in the Torah alludes to something, on the level where we excavate and dig deeper to find what is found underneath the surface, and on the level of Seid, on the esoteric, the level of Kabbalah, Chassidus v'chulu. So all these four levels together in unison vivify the one Torah. And as this idea is underscored in the terminology of the Zohar, where the Zohar speaks or describes the idea of that which is the innermost aspect of the Torah as opposed to that which is the more revealed aspect of the Torah. So the Zohar calls these two levels or these two aspects Shehin Nishmasa Ugufa. So the Zohar underscores that we're not talking about two different disciplines. We're not talking about two different worlds. We're not talking about two different things. We're talking about one thing. Elamai, the Pnimius is allegorically or metaphorically understood as the neshama, and the exoteric, the revealed, the nigla, is understood to be the guf. Ulefiza tzarek lahavi parsha senu. So in consonance with this general idea, we have to understand in our parsha, when it comes to the machlekes, the insurrection, a term that we've all become very familiar with, the insurrection that Kayach brought against Moshe. The primius hatayra mevua barucha goydel hamayla v'amadrega shel Kayach, v'hatoychen hana'ala shel ta'anosei. In primius hatayra, we learn at some length how exalted was Kairach's Madriga, that he wasn't just a Tom, Dick, and Harry. He was of exalted stature, spiritual stature, and the true intent of what he meant with his complaint against Moshe is likewise seen in a positive light for its depth. Ad Labior. Until we have the explanation that the true content of his complaint was that he was seeking something that is not presently possible, that is, that the Levim should also become Kohanim, but it will come to fruition in the times of Mashiach. But when it comes to what has to be done practically today, what we have to do today, it's not possible. And this is something that Chassidus discusses at great length. So this means not that he was after something verboten and terrible, but rather that he was kind of prescient and he wanted something whose time had not yet arrived. And we understand that anything that takes place in the time of Mashiach is greater than what's taking place now. So it casts Kayach in a very, very different light. Aval b'derech ha'pshat, but in contradistinction, when you look at the story on the topical level, Pshuta Shel Mikra, when you look at the simple explanation of the verses, Ha'isuku Ach V'Rak B'Goydel Yiridasei V'Nefilasei Shel Kayach, the story really seems to focus on his descent and his great spiritual decline and fall. V'Goydel Ha'ena Shel Kayach V'Chol Adasei B'Glal Machlakeisim, and the story ends with the great punishment that was visited upon Kayach and Adasei and his people. And this is discussed in an elongated fashion in the psukim themselves, and even more so in the Meforshim. So the Rebbe says, how could there be such great divergence between the way the story is understood al pi pshat and the way the story is understood al pi pnimi sater? So he says, Amnam, however, ain't zu kushyatsuma. It's not such a profound and terribly urgent question. Shari afal pishatari achasi mikol mokam kol chelik b'tari shayach lo'olam ha'madrega shayna. Kishem shelachol chelik b'tari yesh nam haklolim ha'miyuchadim lay. Rebbe says, on one level, you could say, okay, it's not so terrible because even though the Torah is of one cloth and there's a unity, but still in all, we know that there are different aspects of the Torah. And each one of these aspects and each one of these levels has its own rules. It has its own axioms. And okay, and so you understand it one way, al pipshat, you understand it a different way, al pipnimius. But the Rebbe says, v'chol zois, but even if you were to accept this premise, Jerusha kan hasbara. This necessitates explanation. Dechivon shadalid chelki atarehim k'neged dalid ha'olamos. Hamishtal shalim zeh mizeh. Because the four aspects of the way in which we can understand the Torah parallel the four levels of spiritual existence, and they devolve one from each other, which means they have implicit connection to each other. Nitzach l'chayr shagam b'chelek hapshat tovay l'idei bitui b'frat misuim al kaponim ma'alosoy shel koyrech b'ta'anosoy. So if they are connected and interlocked with each other, as we are saying they are, they in the same way that the four elements are interlocked and connected to each other, and each one devolves from the one above, then there needs to be, the Rebbe says, at least in one detail, but there needs to be some manifestation of Koyach's greatness also in Pshat. It has to express itself also in Pshat. Al derech hamizbar b'harchava b'hachilek shel pnimius ha'Torah. And this would have to jibe with what is explained in much, much more fully in the chelik of Pnimius HaTeir, in the esoteric aspects. Beis, v'yuvon b'haktim kama she'elos v'diyukim b'pshutim shalaksuvim. And we will come to an understanding of this by prefacing with a few questions on the details that are found within the psukim themselves, within the pshat. Aleph. Madua hiskimu hachamishim u'masayim ish lahakriv kiteres kefish habikish Moshe Rabbeinu l'nasaisim. Why would these 250 people who were the kind of like the flagship of Korach's Eda, why would they agree to bring the kiteres as Moshe Rabbeinu offer that they do in order to test them? Haloi heim yadu sheboi nisrfu nadav avihu. These were educated people. These were great people. And they knew, they had seen what happened to Nadab and Avihu. Vishazar ha-makriv kitaris mischayev b'nafshay. That somebody who's not a kohen and who's not on that rotation, v'chulu v'chulu, they're a zar, they're considered a stranger vis-a-vis this avoida. If they bring the kitaris, it's a suicide mission. V'haman alazeh b'medrash or b'perish Rashi. And the Medrash addresses this and Rashi cites this. V'loy tipshim hayu. These were not silly people. Shekach Hisrabahim, they were warned. They were warned. They saw what happened to Nadab and Avihu. Vikiblu alehem likarev. And they accepted upon themselves, nonetheless, to bring the keteres. Elohim chatu al nafshesam. But they sinned in a way that they were ready to give up their lives. Vitzarech hasbara. And so this necessitates explanation. Ma heviyam lidechet kazel lahafker es chayehim. What brought them, what passion catapulted them into such a place where they were ready to do a sin which resulted in the loss of their life? Beis, muva b'medrash, o b'perish Rashi b'negei l'dibor Moshe. The Medrash brings down, and again, Rashi cites this, relative to what Moshe said to them. When Moshe said, Zois asu kechulachem machtais, Moshe said, this is what you should do. You should take for yourself fire pans. She Moshe hisbir lahem. Moshe explained to them, Anu ein lanu ela Hashem echad. V'koyen gadol echad. Va'atem ran ish mevakshim kedula gadoila. Afani reitze bekach. Rashi cites that the Medrash tells us that Moshe said to them, you should know, we only have one God. We only have one Kohen Gadol. And you, 250 gentlemen, you also seek the kahuna gedola. You know what? I also have the same desire. The kasha, so it's difficult. These last few words, af ani reitze bekach, the last few words that Moshe added. I understand you. I get you. I also have the same desire. Vekasha, the Rebbe says it's difficult. Ech yitachin. How is it possible? Shebeshah Sharan ish oimdim b'machlekes al kohuna gedola shel Aaron mevakshim litlahim menu. That at this moment, at this pivotal junction, where 250 people are challenging Moshe regarding the kohen gadol, the position of the kohen gadol that was given to Aaron, and they want to usurp this position. How is it possible that at this moment, af Moshe Rabbeinu kav yachal mishtatef imahim bazeh, ba'amroi af ani reitze bekach? How is it possible that Moshe should lend credence to their campaign, should kind of align himself with them and say, you know what, I get it. Your desire resonates with me. And the Rebbe says in parentheses, lu yeh b'dibra al ba'alma, even if he just said it. But there's no such thing, Dibra Ba'alma, but Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Why would he do this? And more. Why would Moshe even, let's say even he feels this in his heart, why would he add this? In which way could this have positive impact on these 250 people when they're all riled up against Moshe and against Aaron? Why would he... It seems like he's sabotaging himself. Why would he do this? Gimel. Bechlalus machlekes karech tzarech lahavin. Rebbe says, now, zooming out, generally, we have to understand the machlekes of karech against Moshe. Halei kadosh baruch hu hevtiach lemoshe v'gam b'cho ya'minu le'olam. In Yisra, in Parshas Yisra, Hashem says, and they will believe in you forever. Me and you. V'im kein. And if so, Ketzad ira hadavar mi kara shekayach halak al Moshe. So how is it possible? How is it even possible that Kayach should have the audacity, should even begin this challenge against Moshe? V'hu v'chala dase lo yaminu shekol masam himipnisha mipnish Hashem shelachani. And did they really not believe that everything that Moshe did was only as a messenger of Hashem? U'bifrat. And especially the Rebbe says, Shaharan ish hayu roshei Sanhedrin, nisya eda. These were chief justices. These were the leaders of the Jews. And they should undermine Moshe, and they should not believe that everything that Moshe teaches them is from Hashem. Especially Hashem promised Moshe that no one would ever doubt him. Everybody would believe in him. U'bifrat lefi bir harambam. And especially if you go according to the explanation of the Rambam, and Mefarshi HaTorah and other Mefarshim, Sheha'inyan de'b'choya aminu le'olam, that this idea of that Hashem promised Moshe that they will believe in you forever, hu taitzah mizeh, this is not stam, just a kind of like a promise that Hashem put out there that's superimposed. There's a rational underpinning for this, and this is she'einenu ra'u v'loi zar, our eyes saw not strangers, va'aznenu shamu v'loi acher, our ears heard this and not other people's ears. And what did they see and hear? Ha'esh v'hakolos v'halipidim, they saw at Maimad Har Sinai, they saw the fire, they heard the sounds, they saw the flames. Vahu nigash el harafel, and they saw how Moshe approaches into the thickness of the cloud and the darkness. Vahakol medaber elav, and they heard a voice speaking with him. Vaanu shaimim, and they heard Moshe, Moshe, lech emor lahen kach v'kach. They heard Hashem telling Moshe, go and tell the Jews so and so. Ad. And so the Rambam explains that this was so engraved, it was an indelible mark on their psyche. So much so, Ach imba navi, va'asa eisayzim moisim gedolim, That even if a Navi, somebody who actually spoke words of prophecy, were to approach the Jews, and he actually was able to do wondrous miracles and signs, but he sought to disprove or to dispute the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, ein shomim lo. They wouldn't listen to him. Va'anu yodim bebir sha'osen ha'osis balat v'chishavim. And they would know with certainty that all of those signs and miracles are nonsense. They're magic and they're sorcery. Lefi shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu ein al pi ha'osis ella be'einenu ra'inuha uva'azneinu shimanuha kimoisha shamahu. Because they were people who heard and they saw. And the way the Rambam describes it, because we have an unbroken chain from Maimed Har Sinai, this is something that would be true in all generations. So, but we're talking about that generation. They actually saw with their eyes. It wasn't their great grandfather that saw with his eyes, and it wasn't their great grandmother that heard it with her ears. They saw it, they heard it. And again, we're not talking about pedestrian folk. We're talking about chief justices. We're talking about the Nesia Edavim King. How is it possible that after all of this, Kairach should come and he was not a Navi and he saw all of this had happened, and he gathered and he incited Eda Shlema Yisrael, a whole group of Jews, to undermine and to dispute that Moshe is a Navi and that he is an agent of Hashem, a messenger of Hashem. So again, the three questions are, how is it possible that 250 people want to go on the suicide mission? They knew that by accepting Moshe's offer, they were gone. Number two, why would Moshe seemingly align himself with them or even give any credence to their argument by saying, you know what? I got you. You want to be a Kohen Gadol? I also want to be a Kohen Gadol. Why would he do this at such a moment? And then the really large question is, where is there room for this type of insurrection? They just saw everything that Hashem just did with Moshe by Matan Torah. Forget about all the other miracles, but just at Matan Torah, they saw this with their own eyes. And again, these are Rashi Sanhedrin, these are Nesia Eda. How do they come to Bechlal bring this challenge against Moshe Rabbeinu? Gimel, we're in Parshas Shalach, Kairach, in Chelek Yudches. Vabir Bazer, the explanation is, Ki Mefurish Bekasov. And so remember that what the Rebbe wanted to do was teach us how we see what Chassidus and Kabbalah teach about the true intentions and the deeper understanding of the story, how you can find this in the Kusuf, how you find this in the verses of the Torah itself. So Rebbe says it's explained in the verses. Kavanas Kairach v'adase b'machla kaisim, ha'isa shemetzius hakuna tisha'er. The intention of Korach and his cohort in this machlokes was that they did not come to dispute or to undermine the office of kahuna. Ela shehim yiyu kulam kohanim gedolim who bikashtem gam kahuna. It's not that they want to say this shouldn't be kahuna. They want to be able to be kohanim gedolim. Va'al pizeh yesh leimar. And so when we understand this, we understand that in challenging Moshe, Kairach was not disputing or undermining that Moshe is an agent of Hashem, he's a shliach Hashem, and that everything that he did until this point, including assigning the Kuhuna Gedela to his brother, that this was all al pi Hashem. This was not, he was not disputing this. Ela Shesavar, But he thought that there is room, that there is latitude for Moshe to change or to add something on top of what Hashem had told him to do. And why would Korach think this is possible? Al derech Moshe al yedei tefilo ubakasha efshar lefel shekadosh baruch hu yishana bivatel gzar din ukiyetze b'zeh. Just like through davening and through earnest requests, it's possible to change Hashem's mind, as it were, and to eradicate a gezerah, a din. And they had exhibit A with that Moshe was able to get Hashem to reconsider after Chayta Egel, ula'achar Chayta Meraglim, ukiyetze b'zeh, and after the Chayta Meraglim as well, and there are other times. Val derech zeh savar Korach, and so in consonance with what he saw, Moshe had been able to accomplish in these times and others, Korach thought she'efshar lefoil she'kadosh baruch hu yavir sakuna gdoila me'aron v'yimserenu l'Korach. So he thought that Moshe would be able to talk to Hashem and arrange that the office of Kohuna Gedola should be moved from Aaron to Korach. Ubifrat shebekohuna gufa matzino shebetchila hayisavodes haKohuna shayachas lebchayres, and especially because it's exactly in this subject of the Kohuna that at the beginning it really belonged to the bechayres. But because of the Chet HaEgel, nitla mehem, it was taken from the Bechayim, v'nim sero l'Shevet Levi, and it was given to Shevet Levi, Aaron and Vanav, and specifically Aaron and his sons. U'bifrat, and not only had there already been latitude and changes in this construct of kahuna, but specifically sheish tam ledavar. But Korach had an even a more specific reason, and that is la'arin ha'isa shaykhus misuyemes l'cheta egel. Aaron had a very real connection to cheta egel. Ha'cheta shahaya ha'sibo la'avaris ha'kuhun l'kahanim. And it was this cheta that was the reason for the kahuna moving from the Bechayim to Shevet Levi. Bishah Shahalavim, but a contradistinction, Shevet Levi, Kol Shevet Levi, the Korach Bechlolam, the entirety of Shevet Levi, inclusive of Korach, Hayunikim Legamri Mechizeh, they were completely clean. They were removed. They had nothing to do with Chet Egel. But Adrabba, on the contrary, Kol B'nei Levi, Heim Shanilchamu Be'elu Asher, Para Aaron L'Shimtza. Actually, it was Shevet Levi that were the ones that were deputized to go out in war against those that Aaron exposed their disgrace, meaning the ones that sinned, right? They were the ones who you had to use their swords to kill those people who had Edom and Hasra. Umasha bidvar shel Moshe matinu shenaka bekavanasim shekaya v'chaladasa noyedim olav betanas loy Hashem shlochani. Okay, so it's nice that we now understand a little bit more about what's going on in Korach's mind. But what about the fact that Moshe cited the words that Korach and his Eda said, that their real taina, their real complaint is that Hashem didn't actually tell Moshe to do this? So if it's so clear why Korach has a taina, why he has a leg to stand on, and if it's not about challenging Moshe's authority, so why does Moshe feel it is about them challenging his authority? So much so that he repeats that they are saying, Lo Hashem Shalachani, that Hashem didn't send me. Moshe did emphatically feel that they were undermining and challenging his authority. Why did he feel this way? Rab explains, this was because of his profound anivos, because of his profound humility. And because he was so humble, he felt that he might have done something for which he is no longer deserving of Hashem's promise that the Jews will always believe in him. al derech. The Rebbe says we have another example of this, like Masha Yaakov Avinu Nisyari Shema Shenislachlachti Bechet. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Maybe I was sullied. Maybe I was soiled with a sin. And therefore, he davened to Hashem that he's afraid when it came to meeting Esav. Afal gav, why was he so fearful of meeting Esav, even though Shehesav biyadei haftacha me'akadosh baruch hu mitzad Esav tam? Even though Yaakov had a promise from Hashem that Hashem is going to look after him, Yaakov was still very, very anxious. Why? Because of the same reason. Because Yaakov too was humble and feared that perhaps that promise no longer could protect him because of something that he had done and that he had gone awry in his avodas Hashem. Dalit. Al pizem muvan b'negei l'ran ish. Shaloi bo lach like al Moshe. And so based on this, we understand that 250 people did not come primarily to have a fight with Moshe, to undermine his authority. Ela shechavtzu liyos kahanim gedolim. Rather, they were suffused with this tremendous yearning to be kohanim gedolim. Ukafi shehidgish Rashi, and Rashi underscores this by saying va'atem ran ish mivakshim kehuna gedola. Rashi ratifies that that's what they were after. V'yesh leimar shekoyach bikesh liyos kohen gadol levadai b'makom Aaron. So we might understand this that Korach wanted to be the kohen gadol instead of Aaron. V'haran ish ratzu liyos kulam kohanim gadolim b'noisef la'aron kohen gadol. And these 250 people also additionally wanted to be kohanim gadolim on top of whoever would be the main kohen gadol, it seems. So maybe you could say that they wanted to be placed in the rotation in case the Kohen Gadol one time becomes tummy and can't serve. And then they wanted to be right there in the wings to take over. Ma hoya in yonashel chukazu, mevakshim kohuna gadola. So what was really, how do we understand, what's the inyan of this tremendous desire to want to be a Kohen Gadol? Maisifim hamedrashim, uperish rashi, umivarim. So the Midrashim and Rashi explains, Shel kach amar Moshe Rabbeinu af ani reitze bekach, underscoring the word reitze. Okay, so now we once we understand what's going on here, we understand what Moshe was saying to them. I also want this. Haratzein liyos kahanim gedolim hudavar shahaya gam etzel Moshe. The desire to be a kohen gadol. Also, Moshe also wanted this. Hainu, meaning shezehu davar toy v'ne'ala b'yoser. This is a good thing. This is an exalted thing to want to be a kohen gadol. Ritzainam b'kohuna gedola loy haya l'shem shrara al b'nei Yisrael. They were not seeking this office in order to be sovereign over the rest of b'nei Yisrael. This was not a power trip. Ella, shema'achar she'kohen gadol harehu nivdal mikol Yisrael, but because the kohen gadol is separated off from all of Bnei Yisrael, kodesh hakadoshim, he is the holy of holies, v'tamid oimed lefnei Hashem l'sharsei, and he is in a constant state of serving God. Af heim bikshu liyos kodesh hakadoshim b'fchinas madreges kohen gadol. This is what they wanted. They also wanted to be in this level or in this place of kodesh kadoshim. They wanted to be in complete and constant contact with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu ano bir lahem, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood this, and he answered and he explained to them, "Sheratzin li es kohen gadol davar tayvu, va'af ani reitze bekach." I understand you, and this is a good thing, and I'm not impugning you for this desire. I also nurse the same desire. Avol bepael ein lanu ela kohen gadol echad. But practically speaking, we only have one kohen gadol. Hey, ela shekol kach gavar ritzainim ad sheskimu lahagriv k'toris af sheyadu es hasras Moshe shekulam oivdim. But this desire so overcame them to the extent that they actually agreed to bring up the k'toris, even though Moshe had warned them that this would be their end. Hem hayu muchanim l'kach. They were ready. They were ready to give up their lives. Ubilvad sheyisku lufi sha'a la'asais avoyde kedusha zu. If only for a moment, they will have the opportunity to be engaged in this holy avoyda. They wanted la'amot l'sharis l'fnei Hashem, v'al yedei zeh liyos b'kravasam l'fnei Hashem b'dugmas nadav aviyu. They wanted to stand before Hashem and to minister before God in exactly this way, to come close in the same model as did Nadav and Avihu. They were overwhelmed by the same desires, Nadav and Avihu. Val derech habir b'nagei l'kahanim gedolim b'mei b'yesheni. And the Rebbe says that this is in consonance with the explanation regarding the kahanim gedolim during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. I think that this is a whole encyclopedia of books that has yet to be written about how the Rebbe, and only the Rebbe, is able to reappropriate every single story to show us the innermost understanding and therefore to expose the positivity that lies beneath the surface. Because conventionally, everybody talks about how corrupt the office of the Kohuna Gedola was during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. But the Rebbe explains it differently. Shekol echad ve'echad loy hoiti shnasai. Every single one of these Kohanim Gedolim that bought their way into this office didn't live through the year. They went to Kodesh HaKadoshim and they died there because they weren't Zeich. But afal pike, and knowing this, still, Hishtadlu v'hayu noitlim kohuna gedolim b'damim. They worked hard and they bought this b'damim. They bought this with money, bribery. They bribed their way into this office. D'lechayu tamua. You would think that you would wonder at this. When they saw what happened to the previous Kohen Gadol, that he didn't live through the year, and every person really knows what their madrega is. Every person knows in their heart who they are. So if they bought their way into this office and they knew that they were not deserving and they weren't going to live through it either, how is it possible that they still pushed for this position? They pushed to be appointed Kohanim Gedolim. But the explanation is exactly what the explanation is for these 250 people that were in the Eda of Koyach. Because they had this overwhelming chukka, they had this overwhelming yen and desire to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur. This is the place where the Shechina rests, and it does so in manifest form. It was worth it for them to die just to experience that. Even if it means that they will not live through the year. Vav. Al pize muvan, keitzad gam b'pshuta shel mikra nikeres ma'ala ve'ilui b'machlekes karech v'adasai. So the Rebbe says, so now you see clearly in the psukim of our parsha, you don't need to ma'isichis, you don't need to go to Kabbalah, you see clearly in the pshuta shel mikra, you see the greatness and the exalted level of Korach and his Eda. Sha'arei k'nemar le'il, sibas ve'inin machlakosim machloi kosam hoisa mitzad haratzin liyos kain gadol v'kadosh lelekob kadosh hakadoshim. There was only one thing that drove these people, and that was their tremendous desire and yearning to be a kain gadol, to be holy unto God. And from where did this desire come from? So the Rebbe says it's underscored in their own words, where Korach said, "Kichol ha'eda kulam kedoshim u'b'toicham Hashem u'madua tisnasu." Korach said in full-throated fashion. He didn't try to hide this. He said, "The whole nation, the whole congregation is holy, and Hashem rests and resides with all of them. So why should you raise yourselves above everybody else?" Like the Tanchum explains, of a parish Rashi and Rashi cites, the whole congregation is holy. They all heard God speak by Har Sinai. So why should you lift yourself up above everybody else? You should not have chosen your brother for the Kohen Gadol. You're not the only ones that stood at Har Sinai and heard Hashem. and heard call all of us heard, the entire congregation heard, why are you lifting yourself above everybody else? And not only that, b'matan Torah, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem himself said at Matan Torah, v'atem tiyuli mamleches koyhanim v'goy kadosh. Hashem said about all the Jews that you are going to be koyhanim, a holy nation, because of b'balaturim, b'alturim's rights, shebashas matan Torah b'sinai, nase kol echad b'bnei Yisrael b'madreges koyhan gadol. Everybody at Maimed Har Sinai was on the level of Kohen Gadol. The Chavon Shebeetzim Shayech Hadavar L'chol Echad Miyisrael. And so, therefore, essentially, the office of Kohen Gadola actually does have a connection to every Jew. Ella Shagar Machet. But then, because of Chet Egel, Lachain his Eitzel Kairach Vadasai Haratz in the Kohen Gadol. So that's where Kairach and his Eda, that's where the great desire comes from the fact that essentially this is something to which they are connected. And if not for the Chet Egel, they would have been able to access this. And so now they are looking not to back down. It's a very positive thing. Why should a person give up on something wonderful? Zayin. Val pize yum tak masha shashim shabai kruya parsha beminag Yisrael the Torah he eina vayikach oy vayikach kairach shepirush al piatargam hu bispali kairach ubeloshen Rashi lokach asma letzad echad liyos nechalach mitoycha eda la'er al kunak chugu. So Rabbi says, and now this sweetens, this better explains why the name of the parsha is kairach and it's not vayikach, which is the first word of the parsha, or the first two words, vayikach kayach kayach tuk, because the word vayikach is explained in Targum as he separated himself, he took himself to one side, like Rashi says, he took himself to one side to be separated and to argue from within the congregation and to incite regarding the idea of the Kohen Gadol. But the parsha is not called Vayikach, and it's not called Vayikach Kairach. It's called Kairach Belvat. It's only Kairach. Shebezeh eina muska merumas chetoi machloi kosei al Moshe Ritzayinu l'or al kohuna. Because here in the name Kairach, we don't have mention or allusion to his sin. We just have his name. And he wanted something very holy and exalted. Shechein hayra sheyesh lulam miparshas kayach. And the Rebbe says, and this is the hayra, this is the lesson we have to learn. That it's not eina rak hashlila. There's not just a negative lesson that we have to learn. Don't be like kayach. No, there's a positive lesson. Be like kayach. This should be your desire. This should be what you want. This should be what you covet. It's true that we have this negative lesson that we have to take not to be like Kairach and his Eda. But there's also a positive lesson. Not what they did, but what was their desire? What motivated them? And this was a desire that Moshe also had. This same desire, this same yen, this is something that everyone has to feel that same thing. On the contrary, the fact that you want to be a Kohen Gadol, that this is a deep desire in your heart, this testifies to the fact that you really heard what was going on at Har Sinai, that you really heard Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Havaya, that the Eibishter who is so exalted and makif and above and beyond and aloof, actually becomes Elokecha. Becomes your God, it becomes your strength, and he vivifies you in a practical way. So the fact that you want to be a Kohen Gadol actually is proof that you were properly impacted by what happened at Maimed Har Sinai. On the other hand, masha asur, but what is prohibited, sheyehu habitu lezeh bepoel, but you can't give expression to this desire in a practical way. And that is the sin. Vayikach is the sin. In other words, kairach as a person, what he has within him is not the problem. He's motivated by something positive. But when he gave this positive, internal, great, deep desire, practical expression, that was the sin. Liftoyach, the machlekes, to open up a machlekes, to open up an argument and a fight, la'er la kahuna, and to be basically inciting against the kahuna, la kohen gadol, shabochar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu edei Moshe, to agitate against the kohen gadol that Hashem chose through Moshe, vilaratzis bepoilias kohen gadol, Lirtzis, I think, and to want practically to be the Kohen Gadol, Shechein Yeshna Rak Kohen Gadol Echad, but there's only one Kohen Gadol amongst the Jews, Zeh Hashem Bachar B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one that Hashem chose, this is sinful. Aval HaRotzin L'Kach, Tzorech L'Skayim, Reitze B'Kach. But the desire to do this, that's a good thing. That should always be there. Ches. L'Chayra Efshar Lishol L'Kach, it would seem, the Rebbe says, that we could ask, we could push back and say, so we could ask that Binegeya to Shevet Levi, who were separated to serve Hashem, to minister before him, and to teach and model his exalted ways and his laws and his statutes to everybody else. And therefore, Shevet Levi was separated from pedestrian things that have to be done in this world. And they became the army or the legion of Hashem. So regarding them, Kasav HaRambam. So regarding this, the Rambam writes, V'loy Shevet Levi Buvad. This is not just something that Shevet Levi can do. Elokol ish v'ish. The Rambam says, you know what? Every person can actually join this Chel Hashem in this way. Asha nadva ruchay oisei. Behevinu madai libode lamed lefnei Hashem. If you have a person that dedicates his heart and he understands what he's doing and why he wants to do this, and he could separate himself and he could stand before God. He could stand before Hashem, minister before Hashem, serve Hashem, know Hashem. And he casts off his neck the yoke of the normal calculations that regular people make. So the Rambam says, if a person does this, he actually becomes part of the Kodesh Kodeshim. So to be part of Shevet Levi, who were separated out to model a behavior that is significantly different than most people, and that is to be constantly ministering to Hashem, and also to model this behavior to everybody else, the Rambam says this is something that every person could do. If you set your mind to it, if you dedicate your heart, if this is what you truly want to do, you can do it. This means that spiritually speaking, in our spiritual service, every person has a shaychus to this. We can all stand before Hashem and minister to him. And through this, we become holy and we kind of enter this distinct cohort of Kodesh Kodeshim, holy of holies. And so if this is true about Shevet Levi in general, so Rebbe says, so therefore there also has to be an additional yen, an additional deep desire regarding the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Shahavodah haruchan is the Kohen Gadol, tzricha liyos shayeches l'chol echad. That the spiritual service of the Kohen Gadol has a deep connection to every person. Umadua nema shatzarich liyis rak reitze b'kach v'ilu b'negeya la'avoyde b'poyel mash mashagam b'ruchnis yeshna rak koyin gadol echad. The Rebbe says, so why should it be that there should only be a desire, but vis-a-vis actualizing this, even spiritually, there's only one koyin gadol? In other words, what's the difference between being able to join Shevet Levi because of your very specific and real overtures in that direction? Why should that not be possible also vis-a-vis the office of Kohen Gadol? Biruchnius. We understand that practically speaking, there will only be one man, one person. But Biruchnius, why should this only be something that you can desire, something that perhaps you can aspire to, but never actually reach? Again, biruchnius, not practically. The Rebbe says, v'yuvon zeh, b'haktim d'lefi hanal ro'im anukan inyan hofri b'avoyde d'shevet levi u'b'avoyde d'skayin gadol. The Rebbe says, we'll preface answering this question by analyzing that we see here that there is an aspect of the Avodah of Shevet Levi that is completely opposite from the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. What is that? B'negei l'Shevet Levi k'asav HaRambam shekol ish v'ish v'chulo asher nadva ruchay oisei harei hu nase b'madrega Shevet Levi. Rebbe just taught us, the Rambam writes that every person who dedicates his spirit in this direction, he can become on the Madrig of Shevet Levi. Avaloi kosav shekol echad tzarech leiratzais ulishtad aliyaz bevchinas Madrigas Levi. But the Rebbe points out that the Rambam doesn't say that everybody should want this, that everybody should try to do this. In other words, the Rambam says you can, but he doesn't say this is something everybody should aspire to, should want. V'ilu b'negei l'kohen gadol, but in contradistinction, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, Pianal, based on what we learned before, Sarech kol echad liyos reitze b'kach. Okay, so here's the discrepancy. Everybody should want, and everybody should be able to say genuinely that they want to be the Kohen Gadol, but practically, they can't be a Kohen Gadol. Not practically, and not even biruchnius. When it comes to Shevet Levi, on the other hand, there's no imperative for everybody to feel this urgency to join Shevet Levi. But should you want to, and should you do the work, you will be able to join that level, the Madrega of Shevet Levi. Vabir Bazet, test. The Rebbe says, why this discrepancy? The explanation is, Be'avodas Hashem yesh nun gimel b'chinas klolius. Because in serving Hashem, there are three basic modalities. There's mitzvahs, there's Torah, and there's mesiras nefesh. Aleph. There's the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs nislapshu b'dvorim gashmir. Mitzvahs are vested in physical matter. Tzitzis b'tzemer gashmi, tefillin b'klav gashmi. So tzitzis are vested in the wool, the physical wool, tefillin in the physical parchment. V'zuhi havoida b'toich u'be'emtso'us in yonei ha'olam. And this is spiritual avoida that takes place within and through the agency of physical matter. Levarer u'lezachich es advorim ha'gashmim v'lasis ha'olam kli lelukus. And the purpose of this is to refine physical matter, and through this to make the world a vessel for godliness. That's mitzvahs, Torah. Torah hi lemaila mislapshus ba'olam. Torah is beyond being vested in any aspect of this world. Vafilu l'acha shenasa v'yorda b'seisah madregas v'chulu machshava dibor ma'isa tfisa behem. And even after the Torah travels and goes down and experiences various obfuscations and can even be grasped in human thought, speech, and action, Ein cheshech ha'olam malim al ha'terah. Still and all, even then, the darkness of the world can never shroud or block Torah. Okay, hadin, and this is given expression in a din. Ein divrei Torah mekabel in tuma. The words of Torah can never become tamei. The Torah scroll can never become tamei. Shekol zeh ma'ir ba'avodas ha'adam es haprishus v'havdola minyanei ha'olam. Okay, so if the first modality of mitzvahs beckons us to come closer into the world, because it's only through the material of the world that we can do this avodah, the avodah of Torah actually cautions us to step back. Precious Bahavdullah, a little bit of abstaining, a little bit of separation between us and the world. And then there's Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh, Harehi Nalis Alpitera, Mehamida Bahagbola de Tera Mitzvahs. Mesiris Nefesh is a whole different level that's higher even than Tera, than the ways in which Tera can be measured and in which there are parameters and there are borders and so on and so forth. Why? Because in Yanahu Hayichud Bahadbekus Belakus Lamailam and Medita Bahagbala. Because the Inyan of Mesiris Nefesh is about the unity and the oneness and the cleaving onto God that surpasses and transcends any type of parameter, any type of description, any type of delineation. And I know that we're not going to finish in time, but look at very quickly at Ha'ara 64, footnote 64. Rebbe says, V'lachein loy nemar inyan mesiris nefesh mefurash b'Torah shebichtav. And that's why we don't find a clear reference to mesiris nefesh in Torah shebichtav. Liyesh Torah shebichtav hu b'chinas chachma, v'chachma hu al pitam v'das, dafka. Because the whole Inyan of Torah is Chachma. Chachma is all about cognition. It's all about your understanding. By definition, anything you can understand is limited. It's not a place to discuss Mesiris Nefesh, because Mesiris Nefesh transcends anything we could understand, and it transcends any limitation. Yud. Gimel HaAvodas HaNal. So these three facets, or these three modalities, or these three avenues of Avodas Hashem, Hare Hein Bichlalus Gimel Hamadregas Haklalius Sheyeshna Bivnei Yisrael. So these three modalities of serving Hashem, generally speaking, parallel three different levels within Bnei Yisrael. Aleph, Rav Bnei Yisrael. The vast majority of Bnei Yisrael, avodasam hi ba'ofen de hinoig behem minog derech eretz. Most Jews fall into the category where they live life in conformity with social constructs. Heichel meha eskim emelacha kapshuta, starting with those who, you know, have different vocations, do different types of work. Adam chayrish, Adam zareya, one person plows, one person plants seeds. V'gam sham mikayim mitzvahs. And even there, they are mikayim mitzvahs. Al ad lavadasa shekol echad miYisrael oisei b'chol ba'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. And this even includes the Jews, who everything they do is for the purpose of Shem Shemayim. Uvechol drachecha de'ehu. And in every single overture, you could see that they know God. And these people are called Marei Uvdin Tovin. They are people or masters or balabatim of good deeds. So the halavai, we should all fall into that category. Everything we do is Hashem Shemayim. In every action, you could see that it's suffused with knowledge of Hashem. That's the first level, Beis. Then you have the Avedasa Shel Shevet Levi. Then you have a much smaller cohort that is, allegorically speaking, Shevet Levi. Shehuvda la'avidas Hashem l'sharsay l'heiris drachav ha'yisharim mishpatav ha'tzadikim l'rabim shenemar yoru mishpatecha li'yakob et harasecha li'yisrael. L'fichach huvdalu midarche ha'ilam. Shevet Levi was separated to serve Hashem, to minister to him, to showcase and teach his just ways and his statutes and his righteous statutes to the many. Like it says, you should teach these mitzvahs to Bnei Yisrael. You should teach the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and therefore they were separated midarchei olam, and that's why Shevet Levi didn't engage in agricultural pursuit, and that's why they got all the trumas and the maizos v'chulu v'chulu. V'hi b'chlolas hamadrega demarei Torah, and this is a madrega of people who own Torah, or like that's who they are. That's their essence. And then Gimel, there's Avodas HaKohen, or Befrat HaKohen Gadol, She'asar Loi Letzeis Mirushalayim. Such a person is not even allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is named for Yira Shalim, for complete and consummate fear of God. Asher Shleimus HaYira He Avodas Mesiras Nefesh. And the Rebbe teaches us that the ultimate completion of being in awe of Hashem is the avodah of Mesiras Nefesh. V'yaseira mizu, and even more, u'min ha-mikdash lo yotza. The Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to leave the mikdash. Inyanei hu la'amoy b'shachdus b'shachabrus t'midis im'akadosh baruch hu. His inyan, his MO, his essence is to stand in a complete unification and connection constantly with Hashem. Ad la'avodah miyuchedes l'kohen gadol, and this goes until the level that is singular to the kohen gadol, which is aknisa b'yom kippurim achas. That is that this one person goes into this one place, achas b'shana, one day of the year. This is the kohen gadol going to the kodesh hakodashim on yom kippur. Shazuhi begilui tnuas be'inyan hamesiras nefesh yechida liyachad li. This is the most manifest overture of Mesiras Nefesh, where the Kohen Gadol joins his oneness and the oneness of Bnei Yisrael in the singularity that is Hashem. Yud Aleph. So now, once we understand that there are basically three modalities in serving Hashem, and that these three modalities are mirrored in the three factions, let's say, of Bnei Yisrael, or the way in which you can divide Bnei Yisrael in three ways. So al pizei yish levar is based haktzavas hanal b'negela avodas to shevet Levi b'dechayin gadol. So now we are in a position to understand the two different almost like opposing aspects vis-a-vis the avodah of Shevet Levi and the avodah of Kohen Gadol, which, just to review, we said that on one hand, everybody has to feel this constant yearning to be a Kohen Gadol, but on the other, that is not accessible to anybody but one person, not only practically, but even conceptually, even beruchnius. On the other hand, Shevet Levi is something that's a madrega that everybody can work towards. So everybody can break into that club conceptually. On the other hand, it's not something that everybody has to yearn for. It's not a goal that everybody should have. So now we could understand. Demichad gisa, on the one hand, avodas ha-levi shayeches b'poel l'chol echad ve'echad, kehanhoga t'midis. On the one hand, being part of this Shevet Levi cohort has a connection, a practical connection to each person. Every person should want to be in this club, in this madriga, where all day, every day, they're serving Hashem. On the other hand, the avoid of Kohen Gadol has to be only a yearning. And yet, on the other hand, But to be part of Sheva Levi is not something that everybody should aspire to. This shouldn't be everybody's goal. It shouldn't be on everybody's bucket list. Only those who Nadva Levi, their heart, Nadva Ruchai, their spirit, is dedicated in this direction. But when it comes to Kohen Gadol, everybody has to want to be a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because b'avaydasim shal Yisrael b'yosim ba'olam hazeh kayom im beis ha'ifanim hanal. Because let's now get practical. For every Jew in olam hazeh, there are two possibilities. There are two modalities. There's two aspects. There's avaydas ha'adam im atzmai. There's what a person has to do with himself. And then there's ha'avoyda ba'olam. And then is what this person has to impact the world. U'bechlalus, and generally speaking, zehu ha'chiluk be'mari tayro, mari uvdin tavin. And generally speaking, this is the difference between those who are completely wrapped up in tayra, basically the Sheva Levi mindset and lifestyle, u'mari uvdin tavin. And the person who does good deeds, that's kind of more all of B'nai Yisrael. The Iker HaAvoida V'HaHaira L'chol Echad MiYisrael, He HaEsek became a mitzvah. L'fisha Al Yidei Zeh Poyalim Dir B'Tachtonim. And even though there's Mari Teira, but the truth of the matter is that for all Jews, the main Avoida and the main lesson is vis-a-vis keeping mitzvahs, because it's only through the agency of the mitzvahs that we can affect a dear b'tachtonim. Aval etzel misha nadva rucha yochel yez gam ikar avayda ba'ifin demari tera muvdo legamer minyane aylam. But when a person chooses and dedicates his spirit, then by him, this could also be an ikar, that to be completely enmeshed in tera to the exclusion of anything having to do with the material world. But in contradistinction to these two avoides, the avoida with the self, which is mare Torah, and the avoida with the world, which is mare uvdin tovin, the avoida de kohen gadol dveikas v'skashet b'Hashem ba'ifin b'mesiras nefesh eina seder kavua l'chol echad v'echad b'chol yom. Rebbe says, but the modality of kohen gadol, that's not a seder kavua. That's not something person can do on a regular basis every day. That's not a seder avodas Hashem for every person every day. Aval olav liyos reitze bikach. Okay, but this is where we really, really have to pay attention to this message. But we have to want it. But that's what we have to want. And I think that this is such a special sicha to learn as we come to Chof Ches Sivan, to the day that the Rebbe came to this part of the world and began to affect his revolution. You could see or hear in what we're going to learn now, the Rebbe's way of operating. Because the Rebbe says, "Beveis ha'avodas ha'muros tarich liyos etzlei ha'rotzayin liyos davuk u'mekusher l'lakus b'mesiras nefesh." The Rebbe says, whether you're in the category of the regular Jew who has a job 9 to 5 or maybe longer, and you have all kinds of other things pulling at you, but you do mitzvahs and you try to do everything for the sake of Hashem, and you try to do everything in a way that reflects your Yiras Shemayim, or whether you are a Jew who has the privilege of being completely enwrapped in doing holy things all day, every day. But both of you have to be dovuk. You have to cleave and you have to be connected to Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh. You have to want to be a Kohen Gadol. Ella Shemiach, Shekabon is Rotana Atmos, Haim, Shetia Neshama, Begov Oilam Hazeb, Jekayim Shem, is Rotan Hashem. But because this was the intention of Hashem, this was his essential desire that there should be Neshamas and Gufim in this world. And only in that way should we fulfill Hashem's Rotan. Lachain, Harehu Eved Avedasa Lamata. Therefore, he has to do his work here in this physical world. Ba'achan Ribeis Haifanim Anal, in one of these two modalities, again, either working in the world, but doing everything the way Hashem wants, or doing it ba'ayhel Torah, in the tent of Torah. Be'ikar ha'avoida binyanim gashmim b'kim ha'mitzvahs lasis ha'ilam l'dir lo yisparach ay al kaponim kemir b'nei adem mare Torah ha'mugdolim binyanim gashmim. Either way, whether you're doing what most people do, that you have a job in the world, or like a less, much smaller fraction of people can do where they're separated from all things gashmis and they're really enmeshed in the Torah. But both, it's about being a neshama beguf ba'olam hazeh. V'dafka kasher miskayim b'yireitza b'kach. And it's only, and dafka, when the person has this all pervasive desire, right? I want this. That the desire is, the yen is to be stuck to God, completely cleave onto godliness. The Rebbe says, and it's only then when our Aveda, in either one of these two modalities, is complete. Why? Here, I think this is like the clincher. Because when you are suffused with this desire to cleave onto Hashem to the exclusion of all else, then the world is not a metzias. Then, yeah, you could be going to work every day and you could be excelling and you could be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but this is not what drives you. This is not what defines you, because the olam is not a metzias. And even for the people who abstain from physical matter to a greater extent, this smaller cohort that is zeicha to learn Torah all day or whatever it is that they're doing, but the Rebbe says here, but even your abstinence from the physical world is not what, that's not what you're focused on. That doesn't capture your imagination. In other words, in plain English, at least the way I understand it, I don't usually editorialize, but we're coming into Chav Ches Sivan. I think that Rebbe was saying, like, you come to America and America presents itself as this insurmountable obstacle to spirituality. And so does the rest of the world, really, at that time. Because the Jews have just been battered by the Holocaust and are afraid to raise their heads. And the Rebbe says, but you have to come with the passion of Reitze Bekach. I want to be a Kohen Gadol. I only have one thing. I only have my relationship with God. And the physical world then doesn't become a barrier. It doesn't stand in your way. And even the way in which you're different from the world doesn't become your hang up. Even that doesn't take up all of your mind space. And the Rebbe says, "Ubemakim shiratzayne shel adam sham hu nimtza." The Baal Shem Tov taught us that we are where our thought process is. Ubechol avoda ritzaynei umachshavtei harim heim tveikus ve'elokus. And so wherever we might find ourselves, and in whatever we are enmeshed in, whatever the job is, whatever we're doing, tveikus ve'elokus, single-minded devotion. But as the Rebbe says, and then zeichim lekiyumoi bepoel shel hagilui del asid. And then we are zeicher to see in practical manifestation, kasha yikuyim hayiut shalavim yahafku lekayhanim. We will see the kiyum, the it will come to fruition, the promise that Levim will become Kohanim, be a Seirah Mizu, Shekel Echad Mibnei Yisrael Yib and Madregas Kohen Gadol, and even more, we will come quickly to the time where we will see that every one of Bnei Yisrael is in the Madreg of Kohen Gadol, Kedivri Balaturim, as the Balaturim wrote, Shela Asid Lavoi, Taksar Lahem, Inyan Hakuna Gedoyla, that Balaturim said that in the time to come, when Mashiach comes, this Inyan of Kohen Gadol will return to each one of us. Shenemar ba'atem Kohani Hashem Tikru. Like Yeshayahu said, you, all of you, will be called the Kohanim of Hashem. B'geula ha'mitis v'hashlim alidei Mashiach tzidkenu u'moshe v'aron imahem. With the coming of the true and complete redemption through the agency of the righteous Mashiach, and Moshe and Aaron with them. That's the sicha for today. And I wish everybody a wonderful week. And we will not be meeting again like this until the day after Gimel Tammuz. So they should help us that we should be able to approach Gimel Tammuz in the right way and be able to use out the great kriches that day. Better yet, that this shouldn't be another Gimel Tammuz in the way that it has been for the last too many years. Kol tov.
Thank you so much.